News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The blizzard that has blanketed the nation's heartland with heavy snow is paralyzing travel in a number of major cities this morning. NPR's Paul Brown joins us now. Paul, what's the situation with the airports in Chicago?
Well, Craig, they're both closed, the main ones, O'Hare and Midway, and that's actually a pretty big deal because Chicago is a major hub, and this means delays all around the country. The closures have also put some hotels into overdrive. I've spoken with Jeff Hess, who manages the Holiday Inn at Chicago Midway Airport.
We've had a lot of folks stay with us, and of course, we're accommodating a lot of local folks who needed to be closer to work and knew the weather was coming.
He says his hotel has ordered extra food supplies. It started doing that on Monday. Now, as for the roads, Craig, officials closed Chicago's Lakeshore Drive after accidents and vehicle abandonments there. And Hess tells me he's been around town some that still a lot of the major streets were passable this morning.
Well, all the mains in Chicago look to be pretty good, but there are still some expressways closed and there are still some access issues, especially on the side streets. We have had a couple of employees not be able to make it because of that.
Now, how long those major streets remain drivable isn't known because about a foot and a half of snow has already fallen at Chicago O'Hare Airport. Forecasters say another 8 inches is on the way.
Thanks, Paul. That's NPR's Paul Brown. The storm has also virtually shut down travel in Oklahoma City. Mike Cross of member station KOSU has the latest from there.
The Will Rogers World Airport has reopened, and they're hoping to resume flights later this morning, but they only have one runway working at this time.
How does this stack up compared to other storms you've seen recently?
We're not used to quite this bad, and certainly not wind chills as low as into negative 15, negative 20 degrees below zero. We're used to it being a little bit cold and then getting warm fast, but we know that it won't warm up below freezing until Friday.
That's Mike Cross in Oklahoma City. Amtrak says passengers between Philadelphia and New York can expect delays today because of intermittent power and signal problems between those two cities. Anti-government demonstrators are again rallying in Egypt's capital, despite calls by the military for them to help return the city to normal. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro in Cairo says several thousand people who support Egypt's embattled president, Hosni Mubarak, have been clashing with the protesters, the two sides pelting each other with stones.
It's an extremely chaotic situation here in Liberation Square. We're seeing pro-Mubarak demonstrators that have come out on the street today in force, facing off against anti-Mubarak demonstrators, and they've been throwing rocks at each other, projectiles. At one point, the pro-Mubarak demonstrators led a charge into the middle of the crowd on horseback and on camel, and that created chaos here in the square. And now the pro-Mubarak demonstrators have pulled back, and the anti-Mubarak demonstrators are pushing forward, and it is a face-off between two different sides of Egyptian civil society.
This is NPR. A powerful cyclone is pounding coastal areas in northeast Australia. Anna Bly is premier of Queensland State, which is still struggling to rebound from months of flooding. She says the storm could drench the area with more than 2 feet of rain.
A storm of catastrophic proportions in a highly populated area. You've heard all of the statistics, and what it all adds up to is a very, very frightening time for people and their families.
Thousands of people have been evacuated in Australia in advance of the cyclone. Amnesty International is urging Britain's government to ensure that the U.S. Marine accused of passing classified material to the WikiLeaks group is not treated poorly. Larry Miller reports the human rights organization cites the possibility that Bradley Manning might have dual U.S.-British citizenship.
The Marine supporters claim his conditions in the brig at Quantico, Virginia, are punitive. His lawyer says Manning is being kept in solitary confinement 23 hours a day, is not allowed bed sheets or a pillow, and is banned from keeping personal items. Amnesty says Manning's background means British officials should be demanding that his detention is in line with international standards. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Senate Republicans are set to try to force a vote on repeal of the new health care law. They've attached an amendment to that effect to an unrelated aviation bill. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, though, says the effort will fail, and he says for good reason.
We put patients in control of their health care. Repeal would put insurance companies back in charge. We can't afford it, not with our wallets and certainly not with our lives and health.
Reid notes that Republicans lack the 60 votes they need to push the repeal forward in the Senate. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.
Support for NPR.